Unit price. The unit price is the cost for one unit. For example, if a pack of 8 juice boxes costs $2, each juice box costs 25 cents. This is the unit price. To find the unit price, divide the total price by the number of units in the group. Unit prices serve many purposes, but one of the most practical is to help you save money at the store. If you can calculate the unit price of different brands or sizes of items, you can determine which one is the best deal. Let's practice a few. Cereal is on sale this week. 2 boxes for $5. What is the unit price? The unit price means the price for just one box of cereal. To find the unit price, we must divide the total price by the number of units. Answer, $2.50 per box. As always, we should ask ourselves if this is a reasonable answer. Yes, $2.50 makes sense. If we had made a mistake with our decimal and gotten an answer of $25, we would realize that it doesn't make sense for one box to be $25 if 2 boxes cost only $5. Grady is buying a pack of socks for $8.68. The pack contains 4 pairs of socks. What is the unit price? We're trying to find the price for one pair of socks. To find the unit price, we must divide the total price by the number of units. Answer, $2.17 per pair. Ask yourself if this answer makes sense. Yes, it is a reasonable answer. Riley is selling a dozen cookies for $8. What is the unit price? Round your answer to the nearest cent. We need to find the cost of each cookie. To find the unit price, we must divide the total price by the number of units. A dozen means 12, so we will divide by 12. $8 divided by 12 equals 0.666. The 6 repeats, so we will need to round this answer to the nearest cent, 0.67. Answer, $0.67, or 67 cents. Is this a reasonable answer? Yes, it makes sense as each cookie would cost around 67 cents. Let's recall what you have learned so far.